Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined once again by the superintendent of schools here at Panorama, Sean Holloway. It's a big week as it's homecoming here in Panora, so a lot of fun festivities going on. We also had a pretty active board meeting in September, so we'll talk about that as well. Sean, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate you being here.
First of all, let's talk about the main thing on that board meeting there on Monday night, and that was the soccer sharing agreement. You guys discussed that and approved that there with ACGC. What are your thoughts going forward with both schools now that this decision has been reached?
It's a win-win, I think, in our minds, just to be able to offer that sport and that opportunity to their students that want to be part of our program is, I think, a positive. So our youth soccer in the area is a combined effort, and I think that's just a continuation of it. So a win-win, I think, for sure. So we're looking forward to that sharing agreement.
So we'll see how that develops there come spring. And then you guys also kind of had a little bit of a routine. You appointed the president, the vice president, delegates to different conventions, that sort of thing. Kind of run down the list for me and see who's where.
For us, everything kind of stayed status quo with that. Bryce Wilkie will continue to be our board president. Deb Douglas will be our vice president. So they held those roles the last couple of years. We also had to identify who was going to go to the school board convention delegate assembly, and so this year Bryce will do that. We kind of try to rotate that around between board members, so it just helps keep a smooth transition into the next school year.
Of course, as the year begins, you begin to check some things around the building, make sure they're in tune with how they're supposed to be. One of those was the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning units you guys have in there. Any changes to that or any other interior changes you guys are working on as the school year starts?
Yeah, this is just kind of something that came up here this fall, and we've just had some issues really with our control system of the HVAC, and so you can kind of think of it as the computer or the motherboard of this portion of our heating and cooling system. So for us, really what this will be is get the thermostats to be able to do their jobs and update some of the controls. And then going into next summer, then we'll kind of do a second phase of a project that will go along with that as well.
Now, earlier, recently, we talked to senior class president Morgan Jonk and instructional coach Kylie Betcher about some things going on with homecoming. We also got their thoughts on the new atrium and learning center. You guys are still working out the kinks to put everything in place. What can you tell us about the progress on that?
It's been a good project. I mean, you know, from our end, it's completed. We had a few of our pieces of furniture that came and were damaged, and so they've had to be shipped back. And so that's really, you know, kind of the last piece of the puzzle that has to come together. And I told our folks that, you know, kind of man that area, that here in a few months, if we really feel like there's something missing or we need something more of, then we'll take a look at that and make sure that we get that space the way we want it to be. But it's been fun to, you know, just throughout the day kind of walk around and see the students in those spaces and enjoying the different types of furniture. And just like I've said in past months, that's probably one of our best spaces in the building that was very underutilized. And so just nice natural lighting in that area, and I think it's really come along and has a nice feel to it.
At the board meeting, kind of around the September kind of year, you always lay out some goals that maybe you as a superintendent would like for the district to take a closer look at. Any in particular that you want to mention to our listeners?
Through the course of my evaluation the last month or so and conversations that way, you know, then we always generate superintendent goals, but you know, obviously, that's not a one-person show by any means. And so typically, if there's a focus at the board table for myself, then that's filtered down through our system as well. And what my goals are for a 12-month period probably looks similar to what, you know, maybe the principal goals are and down through our teacher leader group as well. So I think for us this year, really, one of the things we're trying to do is really formalize what we're doing for school improvement, for a school improvement process. We feel like we have a lot of really solid initiatives in place, but just making sure we're continually looking at that school improvement cycle would be one area. Another area for us is just to take a look at our bonding capacity. Not that there's any huge plans on the horizon, but for our board team, I think they need to understand or want to understand, okay, so we did a large project in the recent past. What are our bonding capacities for, you know, the near future and kind of into the maybe the next 10 to 15 years? So that will be a little larger project that we'll start to tackle here at the board table this fall as well.
Of course, this week, as we mentioned at the top of the interview, it's homecoming week. There's no place like homecoming, 30th anniversary here at Panorama. And you guys are doing something you haven't done in the last 30 years, which is move the coronation to halftime of the football game. Usually it was a separate event in the auditorium with a lot of fun and festivities surrounding it. The students kind of led that change. Your thoughts on that change to the schedule?
You mentioned it was a student-led decision, so they kind of brought that to Mr. Stanley and I, and we both felt like, yeah, let's give it a try, something a little different. I think one of the really nice parts about it, just from the educational standpoint, is most, if not all, of our homecoming activities are outside of the school day. During that school time, really the week looks normal, and so that's a change for us as well, and I think it will be a positive change, you know, just continuing to try to maximize the student day. I felt like on Sunday night we did our volleyball and football games for, you know, kind of the opposite sex. I brought the people there that were interested in those activities and wanted to be there, you know, versus trying to get the whole student body out to watch a volleyball game or a football game that was happening at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that maybe they aren't so interested in. So I thought that was a real positive. And then moving coronation to Friday night is probably more traditional, maybe, you know, if we'd really look back at homecoming traditions from past years, maybe kind of taking a step back into what some of our parents or grandparents maybe were used to when they were growing up. So again, I just think it brings a different feel to the Friday night activities and ball game. And I think what we're hoping for is that it brings an even larger crowd to the Panorama game. So
we remember last year there was a little bit more activity than maybe what we wanted here at the Panorama School District. There's some reports of vandalism, and that got taken care of. But what do you want to say to the community members as we get into homecoming as a reminder for proper etiquette during the week?
Yeah, you know, we're early in the week, but so far it's been a good week. I think the vast majority of our students, obviously, understanding that, you know, TP and some of those things that they do at night, if that's where that activity stops, then the vast majority of our community understands it's just part of homecoming or maybe that tradition. You know, you get past that level, and typically then that's when things take a turn for the worse, we might say. And so, you know, I would encourage our students, and like I said, the vast majority of them already do it, but encourage our students just to be respectful of people's property and keep it at the level of what we would just think of as maybe some good, clean fun versus vandalism. So,
absolutely. Sean, anything else you want to mention to our listeners here at Raccoon Valley Radio?
We're excited for the football game. It's been a great start to the fall season for us, for our extracurricular activities. Our cross-country teams have done a really nice job. Volleyball team's off to a great start, as well as our football team. So go Panthers.
Absolutely. Once again, that's Sean Holloway. He's the superintendent of schools here at Panorama, and we're always pleased to have him on for our monthly updates from Panora. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.